y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It's me. Hi. It's September. It was the 3rd of September. The day I'll always remember. Yeah, that was the day that my daddy died. Yeah, Papa was... I
know it's the 4th, but I had to sing it. But I hope you guys are doing good. I hope your month is starting off great. If you have not already, click the link in the bio on Black Girl Tea and on my personal Instagram to get a ticket to the 100 Women of Color Award Ceremony. I will be one of the award recipients, and I am an honoree this year. It's been such a great time. So yeah, go do that. Also, thank you to everyone who dropped off book bags, school supplies, sent money to make our book bag giveaway successful. I appreciate everything that everyone has done. Shout out to our volunteers. Y'all did not have to pull up on us and help us get these book bags out, but you did, and I appreciate it. But that's what's happening with me. That's what I'm preparing for. That's what I was working on. What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing? Talk to me. Call me, DM, email, however you keep track of how you're doing. Let me know. And we're going to smooth on into this episode. But talk to me first, y'all. I'm listening. I need to get me something to drink. Get some of this water. All right, y'all. We is back. So, I work in retail, as many of you know. And the things that happen when you work in retail is crazy. And I could probably start a whole nother podcast about working in retail and the horror stories that come with it. But I'm going to share with y'all one of the craziest things that happened to me while working in retail. And my friend actually texted me and she was like, yo, remember blah, blah, blah? I just seen the woman. And I was like, oh my God, that is a perfect episode to share on, like, for a podcast. And I would just share it on this one until we probably find time to talk about it and start a new podcast. But y'all gonna get this on Black Girl Tea. Here's the tea about working in retail. So working in retail, depending on the type of job that you have and where you're working, it could be a good time. And it's probably one of those jobs where, like, the good days outweigh the bad, so you don't mind coming to work. But this particular job where I was working, it's not my current job. It was just something every fucking day. Like, somebody would come in there and just act a fucking fool, or the management wouldn't show up to work, so we would be standing in the mall waiting for them to open. Like, it was just crazy. So this is holiday season, I want to say, like, 2015, 2016. I was fresh out of high school, so it was pretty early. But it's holiday season, and no, it was not holiday season. This was 2015, y'all, actually. It was September, October of holiday, of 2015. And we were closing the store. We were getting ready to close. It was probably like 8 o'clock. The mall closed at 9. So it's probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock that this is happening. So me and my friend, it was actually a group of us. So we were always the closing team. It was me and four other girls. And we would close together. We would walk to the train station together and go home. As simple as that. So while we're working, this woman comes up to the cash register, and she's asking one of the girls, like, to help her find an item in the store. And the girl's like, well, I'm a cashier. Let me first look up and see if we have the item, and then I could walkie someone to meet you at the register or send you over to the department so they can help you. So the girl was like, it's showing that we have one in the system. And, like, I'm standing very close to the cash wrap, and I'm cleaning up. So she's like, it says that we have one in the store. Let me get somebody from Shoes to come over and help you. So I was like, I'm about to go over there. You can just follow me. So I bring the woman over to Shoes, which my other friend was working in that area. I tell my friend, like, this is what she's looking for. It says that we have one in stock. And my friend's like, okay, cool. Typically, if we have one in stock, we may have it. But sometimes one means absolutely nothing. Like, we probably don't have it. But I'm gonna go look for you. So I'm like, well, while she's looking at it back, like, you need anything else while I'm over here? Because we can kill two birds with one stone. The store about to close. And the lady was like, yeah, I need a shirt or whatever. This is the shirt that I'm looking for. And she's like, I seen it when I was walking in. So I'm like, all right, I know exactly where the shirt is. Because at that point in time, I was doing the visuals. So I'm like, I know exactly where the shirt is. Like, don't worry. Let me go see if we got it. She's like, yeah, if you got both colors, bring me both colors in the same spot. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So I go over there and I'm getting the shirts. And while I'm getting the shirts, another customer asks for help. This particular customer was asking for, like, a family bathroom because her child, like, really needed to use the bathroom. And she had, like, a toddler with her, and then she had a baby in the stroller. So I'm pointing her, you know, pointing in the area, like, you see the sign right there that say bathroom, blah, blah, blah. And I could hear the woman, and she was like, can you bring me my fucking shirts? I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna acknowledge her. But I'm like, yep, ma'am, the bathroom's right there. The family bathroom is the one all the way at the end, so go all the way down, don't stop in the women's one, go all the way down to the family bathroom. And she's like, all right, cool, thank you. So I get back to the woman who wanted the shirts, and I'm like, here you go, we have both colors in your size, you want them or you want them to go to the register? And she was like, do I look fucking helpless? Well, clearly, woman, you couldn't find the shoes you was looking for, but I digress. So I'm like, no, I just, whatever's easier for you. Don't know if you wanted to do some more shopping. I can have the cash register, the cashiers keep them for you at the cash wrap. When you're ready to purchase, you can just go up there with all the other things that you found in the store. So she doesn't say anything. She's looking at me with a blank stare. And I'm like, all right, here's your shirts. Like, go and get out of my face. I go upstairs and I'm helping in the men's department. Just, you know, getting the standards together so that we can close the store and get out at a reasonable time, because it used to take us an hour to clean this fucking store, and sometimes longer than that. So I'm getting everything together so I could leave, you know, to help the team leave on time. And I have on a walkie-talkie and people are like, Naomi, where are you? So I'm like, I'm in men's, what's up? And they're like, oh, the customer with the shirts and the shoes is looking for you. So I'm like, all right, tell her I'll be down in a second. So I finished folding the shirt that I was folding. And I hear the woman like, oh, she up here folding shirts. I thought I didn't just ask for her. So I'm like, hey, you know, how can I help you? Clearly I'm annoyed because I don't understand why you're acting like this. But I'm here. What can I help you with? And she was like, I wanted to know if those shirts were discounted because they're discounted online. And when you brought them to me, you didn't say nothing. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, the sign that we have over there says 20 to 30% off, so they'll be within that markdown. And she's like, oh, okay, well, it doesn't say that on the tag. And I was like, well, when you get to the register, you know, if there's an issue, you can just present the online price to her and she'll match it for you. And she's like, well, why can't you do it? You're the one who brought me the shirts. So I'm like, do you have all of your items with you? She's like, no, I left them downstairs. So I'm like, all right, let's go back downstairs. So as I'm walking toward the register, I hear my friend on the walkie like, yo, why is she behind you like that? Like, are you good? You want me to call security? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm coming to the register. So we get to the register, and the first thing that I do is scan the shirts to make sure that they're on sale. And the shirts are on sale. They're 20% off. Now, everything on that rack was 20 to 30% off. So scan them. I'm like, yeah, ma'am, they're ringing up for X, Y, and Z price. And she's like, okay, cool. Like, that's what they say online. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I let the cashier handle what she's doing, because I don't get commission for this, number one. And everyone else, all the cashiers and the other sales associates do. Like, I'm no longer a sales associate. So I'm like, I'm going to let you do what you got to do, miss. I don't care. So she's like, why are you walking away? So she can ring you out. Like, I know you see her, put her numbers in this register. This her register. She's like, I want you to finish it. So we don't say nothing. We just go ahead. I close out the transaction for her. And I give her the receipt. I'm like, have a good day. And I get ready to walk away. And she's like, don't fucking move. So my other friend that's upstairs could now hear. Because we turned the music off. We're about to close. They could hear. So they're like, yo, AP, like, this woman's downstairs. She's being mad disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. And like, my homegirl was the cashier. I had a friend up in men's and a friend in shoes. And my friend that was in shoes, she did not get not a fuck in the world. She didn't care. If you cussed her out, she cussed you right back the fuck out. She didn't care about no customer service or nothing. So everybody's like listening. Like, we could all hear each other talk on the walkie. So everybody started coming out the woodworks trying to see what was about to happen, making it look like it was doing their job, but like really just eavesdropping. So she's like, oh, it says that the shirts are 20 to 30% off. That means I should have gotten 30% off. No, it means that you should get 20 30% off and you got 20. That's what they're marked down to. She's like, well, that's not what it's saying online. I'm like, you just told me that the price that's online is what I just run the shirt up for. So she's like, but it says 20 to 30% off and you got 20% off. So a manager comes up and she's talking to the manager the same exact way. So the manager's like, yeah, I can't override the price to give you 30% off. It says 20 to 30 on the rack. It says 20 to 30 on there. When you click on the images, it tells you that the shirts are 20% off. It's 20% off. You got the 20% off. Is there anything else I can help you with? And she's like, yeah, who's the store manager? And they're like, the store manager's not here right now. She left for the day. Oh, when was she back? They're like, all right, she's back tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. She's like, oh, you're only saying that to me because that's the store hours. Yeah, we don't have our store manager schedule. The bitch show up when she show up. So she's definitely here tomorrow. And she gonna be here between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. And she's like, oh, you know what? You kids, y'all need to go back to school and get an understanding of customer service, blah, blah, blah. So, and the point of her talking to us, they make the announcement that the store will be closing in 15 minutes. And she's like, oh, that's why y'all don't want to help me. Y'all want to hurry up and close the store. We can't, you're not the only customer here. And we can't close the store until all the customers are out. So, regardless if it's you or somebody else, we're going to be here. And we still have to clean the store. So, are you going to take the 20% and come back tomorrow or not at this point? Like, you're pissing me off. My friends is about to fight you. So, miss, get it together. So she's like, you know, we didn't go upstairs. Like, she calms herself down a little bit, but she says to the person that she's with, well, we didn't go upstairs. Let's go see what's in men's while we got 15 minutes left. Y'all, there's a table at the top of the escalator that had, like, four different styles of polo shirts. Two of the shirts were short sleeve polo. The other two of the shirts were long sleeve polos. So she goes upstairs and she starts to unfold each. It's four stacks of four shirts. She starts to unfold every fucking shirt that she saw me standing there folding when she came up the escalator. So I'm like, all right, now I see this. So one of the sales associates is like, can I help you find a size? She's like, oh no, I'm just gonna ruin your store. So they call security. Security comes upstairs. He customer service her. And she's like, oh, did they call you up here? Are they scared of me or something? Because I could really do some damage to the store. And this woman literally starts taking her shoes off, and she's wearing like loafers. I'm talking about hard bottom loafers. She takes the loafers off and she starts throwing the loafers into the like glass thing, like that's covering a bag. So security's like, ma'am, can you stop? And you know, security, they can't touch them. All they can do is talk to you. So he's like, can you stop? I'm gonna have to call mall security. She's like, oh, well, y'all not gonna do nothing. Y'all only have some flashlights. You fucking mall cop, blah, blah, blah. She's going crazy. So security is telling us, like, you know, go back and do what y'all gotta do. Store closed in a few minutes. Like, y'all wanna get out of here. The only way y'all gonna get out of here is if y'all clean up the mess that this woman is making. So I suggest somebody, two of y'all get on that table, because every other area in the store was fine. It's just the area that she had messed up. So they're like, you know, men's team, start closing the register, start sending everybody to the first floor to leave out of here. It was only two floors to our store anyway. So they're like, start closing the registers down. One of the cashiers go downstairs to help the other cashiers get ready to start cashing out. The other cashiers come over here. Two people on the table where she was fucking up the shirts. Two people go somewhere else, so on and so forth. And we're going to really try to, like, get a hold on this before it gets worse. As he's saying this to them on the walkie, mall security comes in. And mall security is, like, blatantly saying, like, we just called the cops because of how you made it sound. They're coming, regardless if they need to be here or not. We already called them. So she's like, oh, y'all gonna call the cops? I'm gonna give y'all a reason to call the cops. This woman proceeds to go to men's shoes. And, like, our men's department shoe racks were like, so I'm 5'4", and if I put my arm up straight, my hand went up to like the second to last rack on the shelf. They went pretty high up. She tells her friend to grab the bottom of the other side of the men's rack so she could flip it over. So she flips it over, about 100 pair of shoes fall down. And then she's like, we're going to flip all these shits over. And they start flipping them over one by one until the police get there. When the cops get there, they are literally just like flabbergasted, just as much as we are. Like, when I tell y'all flabbergasted, they couldn't believe that these two women were causing the damage that they were causing. So my friend from Shoes downstairs, she comes upstairs. She's like, what the fuck is all that noise? Are y'all good up here? Call the police. Because she, from where she was standing, she couldn't see what was going on. So all the associates end up coming over there to the area to try to like start picking up the shoes, start trying to clean up. They picked up the rocks and everything, and the cops are escorting the woman out of the store. The next fucking day, when we get to work, everybody who worked ended up having to make a statement. They're making the statement, and the AP guy is explaining to each of us individually while we're in the back, like, if you see this woman in the store, walk me and call mall security immediately. So we're like, all right, cool. In our heads, this woman caused a scene last night. She probably got arrested with her friend. She not coming back in the store. Again, this is early in the morning where we're having to write out our statements and everything. I go on break, and my friend, who was a different friend who wasn't working the night before, texts me and was like, hey, there's a customer here looking for you. So I'm like, what do you mean? Who is it? And I didn't even remember the woman's name from the night before. So I'm just like, who is it? And she's like, I don't know, a woman, she kind of tall, she kind of a little ghetto acting, but she's asking for you. She just wants to work with you. And I'm like, did she ask for me by name? She's like, no, she described you. She said you helped her with some things last night. I'm thinking about all the customers I helped except this crazy woman. So then my other friend texted me and was like, yo, the crazy bitch back in here, hurry up and get back in here so we can see what's about to happen. I just told security. So as I'm walking in, I could hear the ruckus and the screaming from the lady yelling at security and everything. Mall security is there. Our store security is there. It's just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, man, why are you back? You didn't get enough last night. So when I walk in, like, I view it for this woman. She's like, there go the bitch right there. I got a misdemeanor because yo dumbass. I'm like, not about to engage with you. I'm looking at security. He's also giving me the look like, don't fucking say nothing. Walk past, go clock back in, and go downstairs. Like, he was giving me the eye, and I could read. He was giving me a dad's eye. Like, I could read. That's how my grandpa used to look at us. I know exactly what is about to be said. So we get ready to, I'm walking like in the back of the store, and this woman starts throwing shoes at me, y'all. And I'm like walking pretty fast, and not because I was scared or nothing. Like, I'm at work, so I'm not gonna react. But I'm like, damn, like this lady's a little crazy. But I'm like laughing at it. Like, I'm laughing at it. My store manager comes out of her office. She's like, hey, what the hell's going on out there? They said your name came up in the mix. And I'm like, remember the lady we did the reports about this morning? That's her. She's like, yeah, well, we just called the cops and everything, so the cops should be here any point in time. But what's her obsession with you? I'm like, I guess because last night I didn't give her the 30% off, she came to get whatever she needed and also blame me for her getting a misdemeanor. She's like, she better be glad she only got a misdemeanor because she caused mad damage. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I clock in. My manager's like, if you're going back on the floor, don't go up into men's because you're probably going to make it worse for her. Or you can stay in the back. So I'm like, I'm not no coward. I'm going on the floor. Go on the floor. My manager is like walking. She walks out with me, but she takes the escalator to go upstairs. I go and finish the project that I was working on before I went on break. And the woman has her shoes in her hand because the cops gave them to her. She has her bra in her hand and she's screaming at the top of her lungs. And she's like, I'll fuck up everybody in this store. I'm not scared of y'all. I'm gonna keep coming back. When that woman said she was gonna keep coming back, y'all, she meant that shit, because she came back like that happened, I want to say like September, October. So let's say it happened in September, right? First incident was September 1st. She came back September 2nd. Then September 2nd incident happened. She came back September 17th. Then she got kicked out of the store again, and they start banning her. They banned her from the store that I worked in. Then she would just be in the mall acting fucking stupid in front of our store. Then they banned her from the mall. I thought once she got banned from the mall, that would be the end. No, because the next fucking year, I go to Live at 5, and the bitch is at Live at 5, and she wants to attack me again. Cops get involved. They're like, what happened? I'm like, I don't even know this woman. She was acting crazy last year at my job. I guess she's still holding a grudge from all that shit. She ended up getting kicked out of Live at 5, and then a few months after that, she sees one of my coworkers, and she's like, oh, If I would have had my way with that bitch, she wouldn't be alive. I would have clocked her to death with a shoe. It was a lot. And I'm telling y'all a story to tell y'all that y'all be going, and I'm not saying everybody goes into stores and do this, but y'all go in stores and y'all make the people who work there, y'all give them such a hard time. And through all of it all, we are forced to keep our professionalism and we're forced to not defend ourselves. And if you do, you suffer the consequences of possibly getting fired, possibly getting suspended. And people, like, yeah, we're all adults, but like, there's only so much disrespect that people are capable of taking. And y'all being in these stores really giving people a hard time. And like, that was an extreme situation that I shared with y'all. But like, when y'all come in stores and you're like, hey, do you guys have this item? And we're like, oh, well, the system says we have one that could be accurate. It probably isn't accurate. And y'all act the way y'all act. We have no control over that. We have absolutely no control over that. If the register's not working, we have no control over that. We understand that you have somewhere to go. We have a job to do. Do you think we want to sit there and just deal with the fact that y'all are angry and bitter that we can't control the Wi-Fi in the building without, so the registers don't work? Do y'all think calling a manager is going to be the solution to everything? Because if it's something as far as technology, managers don't always have the response to be able to say, oh, we'll restart the computer, or I'll restart it for you. Or, like, we don't always have responses to everything. And now that I'm in a management role, and I've been in a management role for a while now in my career, y'all really asking us to work miracles, and we don't have the capacity to do so. And y'all don't realize that asking us to work these miracles could also result into us not having a job. And if we don't have a job because we gave you a discount, you're not gonna let me and my family move in with y'all if I can't provide a house from, you know, the money for rent or mortgage or what so have you. Y'all gonna get y'all a little discount and go about your happy life. And y'all gonna be good. And I'm gonna be jobless and homeless because I wanted to make sure that my customer had the best experience in town. So I encourage y'all, the next time y'all go shopping in the store, have some grace with these people who work here. Everything that's happening in the store is not their fault. We don't always have the answers. We don't always have the power to do things. Me as a manager, yes, when it comes to the place in which I work, I have the final say in a lot of things that happen. However, when it comes to the policy that's in place, I cannot twist that policy for you because you don't want to adhere to the policy. If you bought a dress in November of 2020, why do you think that in November of 2023, I'm going to be able to take it back? If the policy says 30 days, bring it back in 30 days for your money back. If it says, and after that you can get a store credit, you can. But be reasonable about yourself. You have this item in your closet since 2020, and you want me to take it back and give it to you for store credit. And then when you're like, well, I purchased it when it was full price, you come back 90 days later and the policy says 30 and you want me to give you your full money back for it? That shit not even on full price no more. It's on sale. And now you have an attitude with me. Please make it make sense. What y'all be doing? But I just ask that y'all have grace with people when you're going shopping in these stores, especially when you're shopping in stores and when you're at restaurants. A lot of the things that you guys are asking us to fix for you aren't things that we can fix ourselves. And a lot of times we're the middleman. I'm the middleman between you purchasing the product and them sending me the product. I'm like, we're the middleman of taking your order and giving it to the kitchen. If I wrote on the receipt, no tomatoes on this sandwich, and they still put it on there, I have no control over how that comes out. I can solve the problem for you by sending it back, but you can't be mad at me that they put it on there and I did my job. So please have grace with people when they're servicing you. Hope you enjoyed my retail horror story one. I'll be giving you guys some more soon. See ya.